Tantramar Treasurer Michael Beale presented the town's proposed 2024 capital budget to council on Monday afternoon, recommending $1,515,000 in spending, with another $200,000 put away in reserve. All of that $1.7 million would come from the town's operating budget, and none would be borrowed. About $727,000 would go to public works projects, including the purchase of a new loader, expected to cost about $410,000. Another $120,000 is set aside to pay Tantramar's share of provincial Department of Transportation funded projects, but Beale says there's no guarantee there will be DTI funding coming.
We will make application for DTI projects. If the DTI projects are not successful, then we will reallocate that during the year to other capital projects, some of which will be on a list that we have pushed off to future years, and some will be on a potential of this list of things that may come in over budget.
The Active Living and Culture Department is planning to spend about $270,000 on capital projects, including $40,000 for development of a low-impact trail in the Pickard Quarry, which the town acquired last year as part of the Lorne Street Stormwater Mitigation Project. There's also $25,000 for a parking lot on Walker Road near the head of the Tantramar Outdoor Club trails, a new Civic Center compressor, baseball field lights, and improvements for Beech Hill Park are also included in the budget. Here's Active Living Director Matt Pride answering a question about improvements at Beech Hill.
Beech Hill Park upgrades includes a couple new outhouses, an improvement to the well house so that we get a potable water again, and I think a little bit of trail work.
Another $270,000 will go for capital purchases for the public safety department, which would spend $95,000 of that on an enclosed trailer for the Sackville Utility Task Vehicle and for Emergency Measures Organization Command.
So the UTV is the Sackville UTV, and that would also be a EMO command trailer that if we needed to activate our emergency measures, whether it be in Sackville, Dorchester, local service districts, Point of Butte, any areas that trailer could be hauled to and set up for.
About $140,000 is slated for self-contained breathing apparatus equipment for Dorchester and Sackville fire departments. Corporate and Community Services has a budget of $95,000 to go towards a new website and signage for the new municipality. Beale explained that the province would help cover these costs under its amalgamation transition funding, but they may not be complete in time to make use of that funding.
These are two things that can't be done until the branding's done, until we're ready to go. So whether we would be able to meet the March 31st deadline for that, it is unlikely. So we are looking at budgeting the entire amount for those two items. And then if there is additional money that the province follows up a second year for, then we would make application. If we did, we could do more municipal signage and or have money that we could reallocate to other capital projects. But at this point, we needed to allocate sufficient funds to start to do a website redevelopment and to start municipal signage relating to Tantramar.
Finally, the capital budget includes $150,000 to go towards planning and development of a fire hall and municipal office in Dorchester. The existing village office in Dorchester has been closed since mid-February after testing indicated the presence of mold in the office. Though plans for a temporary location were mentioned by staff at the outset, none was put in place. CAO Jennifer Bourne said the money allocated in 2024 was for preliminary work and said she could not say more.
There would be nothing that we could discuss at this point or comment on, but certainly after the meeting on Tuesday evening, we'll have more information perhaps.
Okay, so council will get to see, I guess, a little more detail about what's proposed.
Once
there?
Once the budget's approved, then we'll have a better understanding of what the direction is from council.
Oh, okay, so will the details come as part of the budget presentation, or will they come after?
We'll have a package, an overall package that we'll put together of budget highlights and everything for the public, absolutely.
Which will it include details about that? I guess I'm trying to figure out, is it under wraps because it's part of what gets approved on Tuesday, or is it after the budget's approved, then you can start to talk
after
about...
After the budget's approved, then we would have more information of what the final answer is, I guess, or final approval.
Okay, yeah. So you can't say if the current municipal office will remain a municipal office?
Not at this time, no.
As for the fire hall project, the Village of Dorchester started planning for a new building long before amalgamation.
January 2021, a piece of land was purchased, piece of land and a building on Cape Road in Dorchester. So looking forward to future development of that area for the fire department.
In his presentation, Michael Beale also committed to the future Dorchester Fire Hall.
Ultimately, we know that we are committing to a fire hall development, and this would be the initial concept plus the beginning of the architectural design so that we could proceed with a construction in the near future. So there'll be recommendations strictly relating to that coming at the next council meeting.
A few big ticket items were left out of the capital project planning, including the full cost of a new Dorchester Fire Hall, loosely predicted at $1.5 million, a future multi-purpose building in Sackville to house recreation programming and the Sackville Farmers Market, which is estimated at about $3.6 million, and a skate park upgrades estimated at $600,000. The capital budget will be up for approval along with the complete 2024 budget package by Tanchamar Council on Tuesday, November 14th.